I'll reconvene this meeting, the special meeting of the Board of Directors of Metro Vermata. It is June the 23rd, 2009, and it is 4:10 in the afternoon. We are here to report on our actions, which we propose to take now in public session. And the first is a resolution, which I am going to read. Whereas on June 22, 2009, there was a tragic accident on Metro's Red Line, injuring dozens of passengers, including fatalities. And whereas the cause of the accident is still under an investigation, and whereas Metro wishes to provide immediate financial assistance to the family of those whose loved ones passed and to the survivors and their families, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Directors authorizes and directs the General Manager to establish an emergency hardship relief fund of $250,000 from the Liability Reserve Fund to provide immediate financial relief for victims of the collision, to assist them with their medical, funeral, and other immediate expenses. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors directs the General Manager to establish appropriate criteria for determining qualifying hardship expenses and verifying the appropriate legal representative, and that once passed by this Board, the resolution shall be effective immediately. Is there a motion to approve this resolution?
So moved.
Mr. Benjamin moves, and Mrs. Hutchins seconds. Is there discussion on the resolution? Discussion on the resolution. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the resolution is adopted. There is one other comment that we would like to make. We are aggressively, and we have been aggressively seeking to replace the 1000 series rail cars. The 1000 series rail cars were purchased between 1974 and 1978. We would like to clarify a misconception about Metro's response to an NTSB recommendation on the 1000 series rail cars. Long before this accident, we identified the need to replace the 1000 series rail cars. We have been relentless in our pursuit of funding for the replacement of these rail cars. We were supported by our congressional delegation in trying to get dedicated funding into the president's budget. Our congressional delegation submitted a request for funding for the FY10 budget. That budget process is ongoing. The cost of replacing rail cars is about $3 million per car. There are nearly 300 Series 1000 rail cars. We need thus about $1 billion in the next capital budget program to replace the 1000 series rail cars. In the meantime, we have been taking all reasonable steps to keep the 1000 series rail cars in good condition. All have been rehabilitated or rebuilt to increase their longevity, and we are now considering other strategies in terms of the use of the 1000 series. We have also undertaken already a procurement to purchase a small number of rail cars with reinforced crash worthiness and with data recorders. We have received bids in response to that request for proposals, which included in addition to the Dulles, the cars we need for the Dulles extension, we have within that RFP a request for 300 additional cars. We are in dire need of more funding for our capital needs. Our rail cars are safe. We are subject to significant oversight, the Tri-State Oversight Committee, federal regulations, the National Transportation Safety Board, and other agencies all are involved in that oversight responsibility. So are there further comments from the Board of Directors? Further comments? Then this special meeting of the Board, let me mention before I adjourn this special meeting that we are convening again on Thursday, which is the day after tomorrow. We anticipate that there will be further actions. and further comments on this terrible tragedy that has affected so many people. And on behalf of the Board of Directors and on behalf of the system, I want to add my words to those of our General Manager to say that our profound sympathies go to those who have suffered as a result of this collision, and our profound thanks goes to those who have worked so hard over the past 24 hours or so to bring as much help and caring and emergency response as we have been able to muster. So we thank all of you for your attention to these issues, and this special meeting of the Board of Directors is adjourned.